Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we are here today with a very special guest, Lainey Poré, animal and human nutritionist, and also with the Natural Pet Pantry. Welcome, Lainey.
Thank you, Julie. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, Julie.
How are you this week?
I'm doing okay.
So-so. Well, it's a great day to walk your dog today.
It is. It's gorgeous outside.
We went for a wonderful walk in the woods today, the two cattle dogs and the dachshund. And I just love, especially seeing the dachshund jump over fallen trees.
Oh, yeah.
She's awesome. Those legs may be short, but she is not to be stopped.
High-flying wiener dog.
Yeah. She's excellent. It was really fun. It's a really beautiful day today. So I encourage everybody to go and get your dog out for a walk and maybe even take them somewhere they've never been.
Good
excellent.
Advice.
Yeah.
I notice you've got some bandage on today. Is that, I'm sorry, I don't mean to do behind-the-scenes stuff here, but is this related in any ways to high-flying wiener dog?
No, it's not. It's related to a new knife set I got for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
It's related to nutrition.
Yeah. Yes.
Very good.
Be very present and mindful when you're using sharp knives.
It's a good point for all species.
Yeah. So today's show, we're going to be talking, Lainey and I are going to be talking about dogs and cancer. Not a very bright subject, but an important one to educate people about, both prevention and also how to support dogs if they're in treatment for cancer. And those of you who have listened in the past probably know that I lost my dog Chewy to cancer last September. And it's pretty common now these days. There was a statistic, Lainey, that you had that was just kind of staggering comparing now versus, I think, what was it, 1900?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in 1900, one out of every 500 people and also pets, that's cats and dogs, had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Today, that figure is one out of three.
Gosh. So now that was 1900?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and then I think I read in the newsletter for the Natural Pet Pantry that it was a very low percentage still, even like in the 1960s.
Right. It was very rare, especially we have a lot of anecdotal evidence because we don't have a reporting center for pet cancers, a central reporting center like we do for humans. There are organizations that have been compiling data, but when you Dr. Jean Dodd is one, a lot of you know Dr. Dodd, and her and several other vets that have been practicing since the 1960s said it was exceedingly rare to see a pet with cancer.
So why so much now?
Well, and two, let's talk a little about the numbers, because in dogs and cats, it's the leading cause of death. And in geriatric patients, it's much higher incidence. But we're seeing young dogs, particularly with Chewy's type of bone cancer, we're seeing that quite often in younger dogs. And it's very, very aggressive in the younger dogs.
Yeah, my brother and sister-in-law's, they had a golden retriever that died at I think she was around two, from lymphosarcoma. Lymphosarcoma,
exactly.
I think.
Yeah. And that's the whole lymph system, where the entire clearing of lymph throughout the body, and that's the third leading cancer in pets. And I think there's lots of reasons that are being batted around. We don't really have hard scientific evidence about what it is, but I think if we look at history and we look at what has happened to us in our eating habits and our living habits over the last 100 years, I think that we can say there's a lot going on around that that's quite different than it was 100 years ago.
Yeah. Well, certainly, you know, nutrition is one thing to look at, and environmental pollution is another one as well.
Yep.
As causes
stress.
Of it. Stress, yeah. And we were talking about the environment, the internal environment of the body, and the importance of keeping it alkaline,
right,
rather than acidic,
right,
because our bodies, and I assume dogs and cats as well, are designed to operate in an alkaline environment, not
right,
acidic.
And basically what that means, I mean, when you hear about metabolic acidosis, that's a more extreme state. It's something that happens in livestock as well, is in people and dogs and cats. But just small shifts in alkalinity can cause the perfect environment for cancers and other bacterias, bacterial infections and that type of thing, which sometimes are a side effect of that. But you've got a saline solution, mm-hmm. you know, in your fluids, and then you've got potassium inside of cells. So if you're not supporting your body with adequate amounts of, people and pets too, the potassium magnesium quotient needs to be really high, but particularly the potassium, because if there isn't enough potassium, then the cells fill with sodium. Mm. And then the stresses that we were talking about, both environmental stressors, the stress of a fast life, the stress of eating quickly, those are factors. And that can, if your body is in an acidic state, then that's creating an environment for antagonists, and cancer is one of those antagonists. Mm-hmm.
So cancer cells, I think I've heard cancer cells can't live in an alkaline environment.
Well, that's true to some extent, but I think too that one of the problems too is when that's maybe the way that it's been proliferated through the body too, but is from a standpoint of support during cancer too, is the more you flush the body, and folks listening probably know where potassium and magnesium comes from, but we might want to say that the whole colorful plate, you mm-hmm. know, the vegetable kingdom and the fruits and vegetables, seaweeds, that kind of thing, are high in potassium and magnesium, and that will change the balance of the body and make it more difficult mm-hmm. for antagonists.
And what are some foods that metabolize acidic?
That would be everything. The simplest way I think I can describe it is, and I talk a lot with people when I'm saying that, you know, what color is your plate? And the white foods and the brown foods, so bread, cooked red meats, white flour, white sugar. So that's where, you know, the vogue of saying have a colorful plate or the rainbow plate came from, because the foods that are high in potassium and high in antioxidants and high in those type of support products or chemicals and phytochemicals are colorful.
Mm-hmm. So the sugars and the grains and the red meat, which, and the white meats too, you said,
mm-hmm.
which pretty much makes up, you know, the majority of the especially fast American diet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're, you know, walking around, you know, there's definitely nutrition issues in this country and obesity issues. And we're also walking around as acidic, with an internal acidic environment, which just breeds all sorts of problem things, including cancer.
Right. And I've just laughed because I was talking to somebody about their eating habits, and I was saying about the colorful, and they said, well, you know, somebody brought up the fast food, like you're saying, and they said, well, I said, picture a meal of a hamburger and french fries, what color is that? And he said, well, there's tomatoes and lettuce.
Yeah.
I was like, no, there's one slice of tomato and one piece of lettuce,
yeah.
and that's not adequate. It doesn't balance.
No.
And I think that's the thing. It's all about balance. Like, particularly with people in conversation, I'll say, can you tell me what your plate has looked like over the years? You know, what are you mostly eating? And we're meat and potatoes kind of folks, Americans. We're hearty, we're strong. Those foods that are high in protein, high in carbohydrates, they keep us moving forward,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're good bodybuilding things. But if the majority of your eating habits has been there, now you've got an imbalance, so you have to go back and balance it off by swinging the other way. And you don't have to sit around munching on carrot sticks, you know, neither does your pet, per se. I mean, you can make those flavorful and inviting, mm-hmm. too, and I think that's the problem. We don't know how to make those foods taste good.
Well, and it's also quality, an issue of quality as well, because the, you know, meat from a hamburger that you'd get at a fast food restaurant would be different than, and act differently in the body than meat from, you know, a Beyond Organic farm, mm-hmm. like the local one that you wanted to talk a little bit about, which was Seabreeze.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out for Seabreeze, because, I see we're getting ready to go to break, but I do want to talk about the Beyond Organic movement, and there we're very lucky here in Seattle to have a lot of great local farms, but Seabreeze is a standout.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into them in a little bit more detail when we come back from break. And just, you know, to mention, too, as we're talking about quality of food, the pet food industry in general exists as a byproduct of the human food industry.
Right.
So the ingredients that pets are getting in commercial diets are even worse than the ingredients they're using in fast food restaurants.
Yeah, sadly.
So, you know, when we talk about those culprit ingredients, the low quality meat, the high grains, the sugars and all that, that's right. What most of those large brand pet foods are made out of completely. So it's affecting our animals similarly to how it's affecting us as well. So
that's right.
So we're going to take a break and we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. Is the talk on the cereal box religion?
Your home is your castle, but the upkeep. There's always so much to do. You don't want your investment to look run down, but who has time for all the things that need to be done? Regular window washing, gutter and roof cleaning, house cleaning, routine pressure washing. And what about those dryer vents? Lint in dryer vents is a common source of house fires. Ouch! Wouldn't it be nice to have an experienced, established, and respected company take care of those routine tasks for you on a regular basis? Capital Cleaning Services, serving the Seattle area since 1973, is your perfect choice. With years of experience and top ratings on Angie's List, Puget Consumer Checkbook, and the Better Business Bureau, Capital Cleaning Services can reliably and safely help you with your routine home and maintenance tasks. You're in the clear with Capital Cleaning. So call today for a free quote and see how we can help you protect your investment and keep your home looking beautiful all year round. Call 206-782-2494. That's 206-782-2494 for Capital Cleaning Services.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. This week, it's our Easter Sunday edition of Animal World. It's Vet Sunday, and the voice is back. Dr. Bill Berling came from Quilceta Veterinary Clinic in Marysville joins us in the studio to take your calls and answer your animal medical care questions. He also treats more Pluckner cases than anyone other than Dr. Al himself. So join us for Martha Norwalk's Animal World Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Are you a doctor, dentist, or therapist? Have you ever wished you could take your dog to work with you? Visit HealingAllies.com to find out how you can train your dog to become a clinical therapy dog in your office or clinic. Clinical therapy dogs provide people with joy, affection, and emotional support in healthcare settings. Research shows that therapy animals have positive psychological and physiological effects on clients and patients. Meet your newest staff member, your dog. Visit HealingAllies.com or call 206-406-1455 for more information. That's HealingAllies.com.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk
Bronc 1150.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. And we are back today with Lainey Poray, animal and human nutritionist. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So we wanted to just give a quick mention about this Beyond Organic phenomenon and Seabreeze Farms, which is a local farm.
Right. And the Beyond Organic movement is kind of spearheaded by Joel Salatin. A lot of you out there listening know Joel Salatin and Polyface Farm. And Beyond Organic has become a terminology because the organic standards have been watered down over time. And
shocking.
Yeah, it is. And it's unfortunate. And regulation is good because as a consumer, you want to know that someone's watching out for your best interests. But it can go too far into where it dilutes the pureness of what it's regulating. And so the Beyond Organic movement is a complete natural systems. Polyface Farms, when Joel Salatin, he's a third generation farmer there. His grandfather bought the farm. It's 450 acres. And of that 450 acres, he only farms 100 of it. Mm-hmm. The rest of it he has restored to natural forest. And so, for instance, a natural system involves, of course, no pesticides and artificial fertilizers and soil builders, et cetera, et cetera. It's all natural. And so, for instance, like he'll, in the wintertime, he'll take the cows and he puts them in the barn. And then they're inside, you know, there's a sort of a lean-to, so there's one open side, but they're cozy and they're warm. And then after a while, they'll, you know, manure on the floor. And so they go up to the forest and they grab the leaf litter from the bottom of the forest and they cover the floor. And then when they do that, they put little pieces of corn in there. And then they go layer, 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 layer. And by the end of the winter, the cows are like 5 feet up from where they were originally. They take them out to pasture as soon as the snow melts. And then they take the baby piglets and they throw them, or not throw them, put them in the barn. And they dive down into the litter to get the fermented corn, which is a favored treat of theirs. Mm. And at that same time that they're churning the compost and preparing it, and then they go take that and they put it back on the pasture to nurture the pasture. The cows go on pasture. The chickens follow the cows and break through the manure, break it down, eat the grubs. The goats follow and eat the weeds. I mean, it's a beautiful, natural system.
There's really no reason to reinvent the wheel, is there?
No, there isn't. We need to go back to where we threw the baby out with the bathwater, yeah. Find her and put her back in.
Is there anything cuter than a piglet, really?
No, there isn't.
I mean, puppies, they're just different. But piglets,
So cute. And I have to tell you, I don't know if any of you out there, all of you out there, have read Omnivore's Dilemma by Michael Pollan, but he talks about that, and he actually witnessed that, and he says, I've always heard that pigs in, you know, happy as pigs in
right.
poo.
Right.
Well, he said, I never actually saw it till then.
Yeah, very happy.
Yeah, great book.
So, this is there's a Seabreeze farm that's local that does this.
Yes,
Beyond
and
Organic.
They have Beyond Organic practices. They also do farm tours. They're on the local farmers markets. They're at Ballard and New District in West Seattle. Mm-hmm. And if you call ahead, and they have a fabulous restaurant out, and they're on Vashon Island, and they have a restaurant out there. And so if you call ahead, you can do a tour. Mm-hmm. You know, you should really get to know your farmer, shake his hand, look at his farm, see what you're eating, see how the animals are treated, see how the food is grown before you put it in your body.
Yes. All right. Well, so back to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about how it's just a 1 in 500 or something like that in about 100 years ago.
Right.
And now it's 1 in 3.
Yeah.
And this is both true for people and pets, dogs and cats.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and that said, dogs and cats get way more tumors than people.
Mm.
It's just the number that turn out to be cancerous are right in line.
Okay.
But they get a lot more tumors.
Okay. And is it, are there certain breeds that are more likely to get cancer, pure breed versus mixed breed? And what are the most common types of cancer?
Well, it used to be boxers.
Yeah.
Was the one they would always say, oh, if a dog has cancer, it's a boxer. But it's now so across the spectrum that I think, you know, again, since there's no central reporting, anecdotally, every vet's going to be subjective about the types. But one of the things we're hearing is that large breed dogs are tending more toward cancer than smaller breed dogs.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting because the statistics, or I guess not statistics, but when looking at the causes of cancer, it's, you know, environmental pollution being one of the big ones, factory farming, commercial diets, you know, food being another one. Is there much of a genetic component to that? Or is it really?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you're going to be genetically predisposed to just about anything that you're going to come up with. I mean, one person or animal is going to be hardier than the next. One's going to be able to survive an onslaught. Like if you have two people and they're down in a mine, you know, one gets black lung and the other doesn't.
Mm.
So why? You know, because one is has weaker lungs, one has genetic, you know, mutations and flaws. And it's all about mutating. So where are your genetics to start with, and then where are they mutating and how quickly are they mutating?
Okay. And what are the most common types of cancer in dogs?
It's the same as in humans. And in fact, dogs are the only non-human species that get prostate cancer.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mammary gland cancer is the number one for females. Skin cancer is the number one for males. But when you add all the numbers together of skin and mammary, skin cancer, most vets report and most agencies that are doing surveys, which is how they get their numbers, is they call different households of animals that have it, or they get the information from vets. And, you know, there's sort of a disagreement between whether skin is number one or mammary is number one. So they're both up there. And then the third most frequent and also the most devastating is the lymphoma.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't have thought skin cancer for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't have thought. It surprises me.
It's really common. And, you know, if you notice, they get, as they age, lots of tumorous growths and they get tags and they get, you know, like stuff. And remember, cancer is just a growth, whether it's malignant or not. You know, so cancer doesn't mean malignant necessarily. So a lot of those cancer or, you know, growths will be benign. But particularly when they get mouth cancer, that's one of the ones that's almost always malignant.
Chewing tobacco.
That's it. I know, they've got to give it up.
Yeah.
Stupid.
So, well, it's interesting. Skin cancer. Now, Chewy had a bunch of when I got them tested and stuff, but I guess they were just little lipomas, fatty, you know, little bumps, old man bumps, just below his skin. And I was just kind of suspicious about them, even though I had them aspirated and had them checked, and they came back benign, the ones that I had checked.
Well, we have to ask ourselves, why are we getting all these kinds of growths?
Yeah.
And why are we getting psoriasis? And why are we getting, you know, I mean, degenerative disease. People are saying, hey, animals are living longer. Thank goodness they're living longer so they can get these diseases. But that really isn't the case. If you talk to people, again, like Dr. Dodd and other people who have been in the field for a long time, they will, I mean, she talks about, you know, cattle dogs, types of dogs like that, and particularly when she was living in Europe. And these dogs were living upwards into their 30s and were having puppies at age 25. So it's not the case that they're living longer, so therefore they're getting degenerative disease.
It's all relative.
Yeah.
Because there's been, I don't have the specific information, maybe you've come across it, but that there have been studies done where dogs who eat like a raw food diet or a real food diet or live an average of like 5 years longer than a dog that wouldn't.
I think that data is not available, mm-hmm. not hard numbers like we'd like to see. And we are still seeing dogs. There's a particular type of issue that's not very talked about. I'm working on a paper right now. We'll probably do a newsletter on it at some point. But it's paratuberculosis, which is actually Yanni's disease of cattle and other animals that's showing up being misdiagnosed as cancer. And I think when you look across what animals are getting that, they're animals on raw food, homemade food, and packaged food. So, we don't have the data we really need to explore that. We should start collecting it, and that would be a good idea right now.
Yeah. So, as far as treatment goes, well, actually, let's take a break, and when we come back, we can talk about ways through diet and lifestyle that you can support your dog who's actually going through cancer treatment.
Okay, sure.
So we will be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Picking up dog or cat poop is a necessary pet owner's ritual. Plastic poop bags put in the trash end up in landfills, produce methane gas, and contaminate our hard-to-get clean water. Bokashi Cycle's Pet Cycle fermenting system provides a simple, sustainable solution to a growing problem. Pet waste is safely and rapidly transformed into a product that restores nutrients and microbes to the soil. Pet Cycle is an easy and natural system you can use at home to end polluting. Visit www.bokashicycle.com or call 1-800-714-2130 to order your Pet Cycle system today.
Hi, I'm Vicki St. Clair. I want to invite you to join me every Monday at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. We'll talk with innovative business leaders, medical and health professionals, authors, filmmakers, adventurers, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Join me Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
April 5th, Vicki talks to author Lucia Rene about her new book, Unplugging the Patriarchy. Plus, Lisa Shannon on the worst place on earth to be a woman.
Check out our guest schedule at conversationslive.net and join me Mondays at noon.
Kemmley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's Dog Behavior Training and Nutrition Specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We're back today with Lainey Poré, animal and human nutritionist, and with the Natural Pet Pantry. Welcome back, Lainey.
Thank you.
So what can people do? Well, so when I think of dogs and cancer, I'm curious as to how they typically do in treatment. You know, with chemo, and my mom went through chemo about 4 years ago for ovarian cancer, which she did survive. But I'll tell you, chemo is not a fun time.
Right.
And so I wonder about putting dogs through that and how they how they tend to handle it.
Well, it's a different protocol because the protocol for humans is meant to cure. Mm. The protocol for dogs is meant to keep the dog from getting sick and put them into remission. And so it works like they don't, it's sort of with dogs, they're saying, okay, now the dog has cancer, that's the end of the road. So we're not going to put this dog through this devastatingly difficult time where we're going to push them to the brink of death and they're going to get really sick. What we're going to do is we're going to work at just staving off the cancer, putting them in remission. That usually lasts anywhere from 9 to 12 months. But generally speaking, and I would say we don't have facts, but I would say 100% of the time, the cancer does come back, and that time it's harder to drive off. And there have been, you know, reports of dogs that have gone through several remissions. And the thing is, the goal of the vet is to keep the dog from knowing it's sick and extend the quality of life. And so quality of life means not being really, really sick. Now, that said, there are side effects, and particularly when you have geriatric dogs where they have compromised organs or if the cancer is very deep. And two, it depends on how much it's metastasized. You know, it's like, is it throughout the body? Is it, you know, organ cancers, deep organ cancers, are the survival rate is like 2% or 3%. Yeah. But when you get, you know, skin and that type of thing, then that's different. Bone cancer is pretty much, you know, what you went through with Chewy, as you well know. It's they can do the surgery and then they can use the therapies, the radiation, and, you know, hope for the best. But that's, you know, the prognosis is not great. But the idea is just to just buy them a little more time. Mm-hmm. So often and they can have side effects, like they can die, they can go blind, but it's very rare. Mm-hmm. Mostly they may be sick for a day or two and then recover. But in my experience with working with a few people with animals with cancer, they managed it very well. They managed the treatment very well. And they would have nausea for a day or two, but the challenge is they lose their desire to eat. That's one of the big issues, is they don't feel like eating, and then they begin, and the body, of course, is just struggling to keep going, so it's using all the energy it has, so they start to sort of waste away. Mm. And once they get into that and they get protein issues, then they develop anorexia, and then they really don't want to eat. And so that's where a special cancer diet comes in, where you've got to have a palatable food that they don't associate feeling sick after they eat with. And so there's the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just I was told, I don't know I was told hemangiosarcoma for Chewy.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. I don't think that's bone. But I think it was tumor. like he was bleeding internally, and they thought that it was a tumor somewhere.
Oh.
That the site of attachment was bleeding. But it was one of those, like, organ tumors.
Yeah.
And what they had told me that was that even if they went in and found a mass and removed it, the chances that it had spread and if he survived the surgery, you know, 6 months later, it was going to show up in his lungs, or it was going to show up in his, you know, lymphatic system or whatever.
Yeah, that deep cancer, those organ cancers, we really don't know how to deal with that.
Yeah.
Not at all.
And it just seemed like a lot to, you know, they were kind of, because it's what they do, the vets were like, well, you know, we can do this and we can do this and we can do this. And it's just like, oh, I don't want to put him through all that just to prolong it, like to just hang on to him just for me.
Yeah.
When perhaps the best thing, what I thought, was to just let him go.
Yeah. And so. I think, too, the in my experience of working with people, is the owners are the ones that make that decision, and that's the right way it should be, because they're the ones with the instinct and the connection with the dog, and they know that dog's behavior like the back of their hand, so they know. I mean, maybe the dog can't tell them how they're feeling, but they know.
Yeah.
I mean, you knew how the dog was feeling. But, you know, if it is a situation where the dog can have surgery, radiation, chemotherapy or whatever, or that's what the decision is, and you can prolong the life, there are ways to support them. But there are holistic vets out there that are foregoing all of that and saying, well, it's only improved since we've been using this. We've only seen improvements in survival rates of 2%. So they're just throwing it out and saying, forget it, we're not using it. And they're using alternative treatments, they're using herbs, they're using nutrition and lifestyle changes, stress reduction, stuff like that. And they're claiming that their dogs are living twice as long, that they're lasting upwards of more like 2 years as opposed to the 9 to 12 months.
Well, and probably feeling better, living
That's
longer
what they
and
said.
Feeling better.
Quality of life is much better. And I know a couple of the people that I've worked with, even though they did opt, and I think most people do opt for the, because they're, you know, they don't want to make the wrong decision. And I think it's common practice that they do opt for the stronger therapies. And we still haven't embraced that whole holistic thing completely, like we really probably should. But there are some things that you can do to support them. And there are great natural things you can use for nausea. There are wonderful ways you can cook the food. In fact, we're doing a cooking class at the Natural Pet Pantry on Monday nights. And this week is last week we did an overview of nutrition, and we showed how to make a palatable, bland diet and for when the pet is unwell. And particularly with gastro or that type of thing. And then this week we're doing batch cooking and storage. And then the following week we're doing gourmet cooking for dogs, which makes people chuckle. And then we're doing treat cooking on the session after that at the shop in Burien, Monday nights, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And there are ways to make foods that are yummy and still nutritious for dogs. And I think that's the thing that when I was working with these people who were going through the chemotherapy, that's what we did, is we had palatable foods. But also things that you have in your cupboard, like chamomile tea is a wonderful relaxant for dogs. You have to be really careful, because you give a small dog a teaspoon of chamomile nighty-night for a long time. You know, you might be able to drink a cup or two and you'd be just, I feel all right. But the dog is just like, bam, where'd he go? Oh, he's under the table. And barley grass juice. Not only is that a wonderful alkalizing food, it's a complete and total food. It's a bicarbonate, and it's also a sedative. And so that, I know one dog was traveling 3 or 4 hours each way to go for their treatment, because they were going to the teaching hospital outside of town, and they just would freak out in the car on the way out there. And the owner called me up and she said, you know, she just panics when I get in the car. It's horrible. I don't even want to take her anymore. And I said, well, I taught her how to make a little barley grass juice, and she gave her, you know, it was a tiny little Yorkie, but she just gave her a drop or two, and she just sat up and looked around on the whole ride up there. You know, it was perfectly fine.
Nice. If anyone has any questions for Lainey, we would be happy to take your calls here in the next segment. You can give us a call anytime at 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5527. 5569. So we are here for about another 15 minutes of airtime, and we would love to take your questions on air. If you have a question about cancer or really anything nutrition related, we would love to answer that on air. Again, that number is 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527, or toll free 888-298-5569. So you're doing the cooking classes through the Natural Pet Pantry.
That's right.
And it's at their...
At the
shop in Burien.
Downtown Burien. Old Burien. Charming old Burien, yeah.
So if people want to find out more about that, can they go to the Natural Pet Pantry website or?
Well, they'll just have to really give us a call. You can shoot us an email, and the number is 206-248-1079, 206-248-1079, or email us through the website to ask specifics or show up in the shop next week.
And I have all of the information, too, posted on the Dog Talk Show website.
Oh, great.
On the homepage. So you can go to dogtalkshow.com, and it will have all of the information, too, about that class if you want to sign up. They do request an RSVP.
Yes.
And nice. You are welcome to bring your well-socialized dog or cat to the class, too.
Yeah, and that was really fun. We did our first class last week, and the dogs had a blast.
Nice. I bet they did.
They did. They loved it.
Can't think of much, you know, anything better for a dog to do than go to a cooking class for dogs.
Exactly.
So they're like the taste testers, right?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. And they like to just sit and watch, you know, how they do when, if for those of you who cook for your dogs, they just watch your every move.
Oh, yeah.
My dog's actually a cook because I'll put his food on and I'll be in the other room and I'll forget what I'm doing and he'll come get me and he'll say, yo, the chicken. And I'll go in there and sure enough, it's starting to boil. Like, nice save, bud.
So you have a special dog. His name is Leon.
Leon the lion.
And he's how old?
18.
He's 18 and he's a Chihuahua?
Chihuahua. Yeah.
And he's with the right person because he has a very, very specialized diet that I think only somebody like you could probably stay on top of. So he's a lucky guy.
Yeah.
So let's take a break and we will be back. If you have any questions for Lainey or I, please feel free to give us a call. 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. The bird dog.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com. Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
Newlywed Radio, every Saturday at 11 a.m. is your source for the latest in wedding and fashion trends. I'm Gail O'Donnell.
And I'm Greg Latter. Together we bring over 30 years of wedding experience to you, our soon-to-be-wed listeners.
We interview the best in the business to help you plan your perfect day. From trendsetters to traditions, we bring you tips, seasoned advice, and tons of inspiration to make your fantasy wedding a reality.
Join us every Saturday at 11 a.m. for Newlywed Radio, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist, www.sensitivedog.com.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We're back today with Lainey Poré, human and animal nutritionist and staff nutritionist for the Natural Pet Pantry. Welcome back, Lainey.
Thank you.
So we've been talking about dogs and cancer, and there's some question about fat and cancer, both dietary and stored fat, as to whether fat is good for cancer or bad for cancer. Some people are saying good, some people are saying bad. What are your thoughts on that?
There's a strong correlation between obesity and incidences of cancer, and that is in humans and pets. And I'm sure most people know that obesity is on the rise. It's epidemic in dogs and cats. And one of the issues is that cancer cells have devised an amazing survival mechanism and a protective strategy against chemotherapy. And what they do, and this is one of the hypotheses on why, what we consider overweight animals or humans are more prone to cancer and it's harder to get to, is that they've designed this method where they actually hide in the fat cells in the body. They like immerse themselves in the stored fat, and they bypass the chemotherapy by doing that. So then there are people that say, well, you know, there's a protective element to particularly omega-3s, and we're all over the omega-3s these days because our diet, besides being all white or brown, is also way too high in omega-6, and where our ratio, the balance of omega-3s to 6s, is way off. And one of the things we were talking about before, like grass farming, like the Beyond Organic farms and organic farms, when animals that are naturally built to be raised on grass are raised on grass, they have the perfect balance in their meat and in their milk of the omega-6s to 3s. Well, they've shown in a petri dish that they can put cancer cells in there, and they can put omega-3 in there, and it causes the cancer cells to have programmed cell death, so they die. So then the thinking is, oh, okay, well, let's load these people up with all kinds of fat, particularly fish oils and that kind of thing. But the problem is that fish oils, when you take them out of the fish, they begin to turn rancid. And so in a compromised individual, you have to be really mindful of organ support as well. So maybe that omega-3 source isn't necessarily the best choice. So you might look at grass-raised or meadow-raised meats. You might look at unpasteurized, which is appropriate for pets, unpasteurized dairy products.
You love your unpasteurized dairy.
I am a raw milk advocate. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, what is it about the raw that is good for pets as opposed to the pasture?
Well, Dr. Pottinger did a 20-year cat study, and it's the only long-term study ever done on pet health. I mean, really long-term intensive study, and that's another baby we've thrown out with the bathwater. And his methods were called not very scientific, blah, blah, blah. But he worked with Cornell, and, you know, I've read in depth his work, and he showed that pasteurized milk was very poisonous to cats, and that raw milk from factory-farmed animals was not very good, and that raw milk from grass-raised animals was exquisitely good and healing. And, you know, the Mayo Foundation, which was the forerunner of the Mayo Clinic, was actually a raw milk therapy hospital, sanatorium, where they cured tuberculosis with raw milk. Hmm. And the only regeneration of pancreas that we've ever seen is when they were doing a study with raw milk, and some of the participants had diabetes and actually went off insulin and stayed off insulin. And raw milk has lactase enzymes, which are wonderful things. It's just loaded. It's the same composition as blood. Mm. It's a purifying, wondrous, amazing substance.
Where do you get raw milk? Farmers market?
Yeah, and Seabreeze Farms.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Seabreeze Farms big farm. Happens to
big
have.
Big fan of the farm.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you, again, just going back to and reinventing the wheel too, when you say animals that were meant to eat grass, when they are fed grass, they have the proper balance.
Oh, amazing.
But when they're fed like corn and, you know,
gummy bears and cocoa and chicken litter.
Yes. Delicious. That, you know, among probably many other things, it throws that ratio off too. Now, do the cancer cells, when you say they hide in fat, do they surround themselves by fat?
They just penetrate the fat.
They go into the fat cells?
Yeah, they just sit there and hide until the chemotherapy drug comes out of the system, and then they come back out and do what they do.
It really raises questions about consciousness.
Yeah.
It's like they have a consciousness.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Oh, come on. Cells have brain centers. They move. They think. Look at these superbugs we're developing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they come up, and whether you want to say it's consciousness or whether you want to say it's knee-jerk reaction, they come up with strategies to survive.
They're smart.
Just like paratuberculosis. They survive heat by pasteurization of milk by clumping together and surrounding. Just a few of them survive in the middle. They come up with strategies.
Mm.
Yeah.
Smart little buggers.
Yeah.
Well, we're smarter, Lainey.
I know.
Yeah. But now everyone
I'm smarter
else
than
is.
A paratuberculosis rod.
So
maybe not a fifth grader. But
So let's talk again. Now you offer nutritional consulting for both people and animals.
Well, I do both. But through the Natural Pet Pantry, I am offering nutritional counseling on an individualized basis to help you find the right diet for your pet. And also if your pet is suffering from diseases, and particularly serious diseases like cancer, mm-hmm. We can do a diet. We can mock up a diet for the pet that's individualized, that addresses the particular issues of that pet. We can make it for you. We mm-hmm. can give you the recipe to make it yourself. We have free delivery. Mm-hmm. So we're a one-stop shop for support if you need us.
Mm-hmm. Now, people who've listened to the show know how picky I am about food. And the Natural Pet Pantry is our raw pet food, raw and cooked pet food sponsor, the only one. And it is the place to go for any of your food needs, both for dogs and cats. Small company, clean kitchens. And the fact that you make individualized diets for people who have pets who have specific issues, pancreatitis or diabetes or cancer or whatever,
right.
You just can't find that kind of attention.
Yeah, and the owner's Jackie Haggard, and she's she's celebrating her 10th anniversary this year.
Oh, excellent.
Of making happy people and healthy pets.
Great. So Natural Pet Pantry's website, and their ad is on the Dog Talk Show website, too, so you can get to them through me or through the website. But it's naturalpetpantry.com. And I also have some information about the cooking classes that you're offering, pet food cooking classes.
Right.
Monday nights from 6:30 to 8, and then there's some time afterwards for questions.
Right, if people want to gather a little for a little while.
Yep, and I think they're only like $15 for a class,
$15
is that right?
Per class, yep. And you get to take home treats while you're there and a take-home goodie for the pets. Not for the people, just for the pets.
Nice. Well, I highly recommend these. Lainey is wonderful. I send all of my people who have nutritional questions or food questions to Lainey, and she's a wealth of knowledge. So that is a great, great rate to go to a great class. Again, that information is all on the website, dogtalkshow.com. And also want to remind everybody that the Dog Talk Show is now available on iTunes.
Yay.
For a free download. So we are even more accessible than ever. You can just search the Dog Talk Show, and it's Dog Talk Show with Julie Forbes. And all of our fine shows are available for download on iTunes now, as well as archived on the website.
We are unleashed upon the world.
That's right. We're global.
Oh, and let me just say, too, that Julie does send me a lot of folks, and they are just delighted with Julie and her technique. And if your dog is in need of some calming or training of any type, do give Julie a call.
Well, thanks for that, Lainey. And thanks for being on the show today. It was great to have you here, and I look forward to having you back in the future. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.